When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. It's dark. It's definitely dark out there. And we haven't even fallen back yet. We're still like a month and a half away from daylight savings time, but it's darker earlier at night and darker later in the morning. Yeah, that sounds right. And so if you are headed out, I'll have to say it was a little warmer than it's been in the morning. At least it felt that way. I didn't check the actual temp. But it was one of those mornings where you say, I wouldn't mind if it was like this all day long. So keep that in mind as you're heading out the door. We are getting closer to the start of the NHL season. The start of NBA preseason. Boston Celtics held their media day. They're looking to repeat as world champs. I don't know much about hockey or the Bruins, so I don't know how competitive they're expected to be, but after a summer in which the Red Sox, I mean, let's just leave it at that, and the Patriots, obviously, not going to be in contention for a championship. It'll be nice to have a team with championship aspirations in the Celtics, getting things rolling. So I also saw that Jaylen Brown started his own shoe company and will be wearing his own sneaker as opposed to, you know, wearing the Nike or Adidas or whoever, you know, they sign on with. He's going to just be making his own shoes, which is a smart move if they're good shoes. And I'm honestly surprised that more athletes don't do that. I mean, Stephon Marbury had his Starberry brand, but that was not exactly wasn't exactly high end. And I don't know how well those worked out for him, even on the court. So good luck to Jaylen Brown with that. I doubt I'll be buying a pair. I don't even know how much they're going to cost, but I don't think I need, you know, high performance basketball sneakers anymore or ever. I always wore them though because I like the look of basketball sneakers, but nobody ever thought I was going to be going up for a slam dunk, not at my height or athletic ability. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. Tim, I'd just like to make you aware that shots were fired last night at the junction of Matthew and Bluefield Street right at the start of the Blue Meadows housing project. And it was a massive response by police. The streets were both shut down, and this intersection, that whole area, is out of control. Thank you for listening.
All right, we'll see what we can find out. Thank you for the information. And we'll get that information. We'll get that request out to police for any more information, and they'll provide something probably later on, because the person who handles all that doesn't come in till probably a little bit after the show gets off the air. So the other thing that we can talk about this morning, well, I mean, certainly something we have been talking about is it's kind of the ebb and flow, we'll call it, of businesses. Yes, you're going to have some businesses that close up, and I think we've seen some of that, some of it from businesses that never recovered from 2020 and 2021. But as I've been kind of stressing lately, you know, not a lot of businesses that do close or suffer financial setbacks or have to close up, you know, some of these retail establishments have to close up some of their locations. They still kind of pin it on the pandemic, but we've also gotten to the point where you're far enough away from it now that that's probably not part of it. And you can say that it's the economy, but I just think a lot of businesses that do close still lean on the pandemic, almost excuse at this point. But there's also been a number of new businesses that have opened. Small businesses, locally owned businesses. In fact, Ariel has a story at WBSM.com and on the app about a local business in New Bedford that is ramping things up. They make relishes and sauces, and there's Ariel brought some back for everybody to try. I haven't tried them yet. I probably will a little bit later on today. I meant to bring in a box of saltines to try them on, but I'll just run over to the Stop and Shop and get a box. But they look really good. And this is a father and son, I'm sorry, father and son, mother and son business that has been seeing a lot of success. PJ's Fine Foods in the South End of New Bedford. Dipping sauces, jams. What else did I see out there on the counter? I mean, it all looks so good. And some of the jars disappeared. So I don't know if Ariel took some home or if somebody already raided them before I got a chance to try any. But I will definitely report back. But everything looks so fresh and thick. And like there's a lot of things you could do with it. The Supreme Party Dip Mix, the pepper jelly, those all looked really good. And then there's also a story that that I wrote that's up there this morning about a new restaurant coming to Wareham that'll be a hybrid part restaurant, part arcade bar. And I got to visit yesterday the site and see what the plans are and see what they're doing there. And it's going to be a really cool setup in an area that has nothing going on at night. For a long time, people in Wareham would say, there's nothing to do here at night. For quite a while, we had a movie theater. That closed down a couple of years ago. But outside of going to see a movie, you could either go to Walmart till they closed, which I think is like 9 or 10, or there was really nothing else to do after 6, 7 o'clock at night. Some of the Wareham Crossing stores are probably open till 9 or so, but you can't go shopping every day. And unless you want to go to karaoke somewhere or go shoot pool at the fan club, there wasn't a lot of things to do, a lot of options. And so this will bring something to Wareham that will, you know, be a destination too for people that live outside of town. But you'll be able to go, and at night it's going to be 21 plus. You can go and have dinner and have some drinks, but also you can pay one price to go down into the arcade. It's a multi-level building where kind of the top level is dining and the lower level is the gaming room, the arcade, where they'll have pinball, and it's going to be all vintage 80s and 90s arcade games and pinball machines. And you'll pay one price to get in, and everything will be on free play, and you can play as much as you'd like. And it sounds like it's going to be really cool. Looking forward to seeing it open. All the details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Also got to tour another new restaurant that's going to open in the next few weeks in Wareham. It's called Warren's Harborside, and it is a beautiful facility. Right there on the water. Kind of in front of Toby Hospital, but more toward British Landing, next to Bessie Park. Beautiful building, a reproduction of a 1750s building that would have originally been on that site. They have an outdoor wedding chapel that can be used for weddings and other events. You can pull right up on your boat. Gorgeous view of the river there. And really intriguing decor inside that tells the history of Wareham and pays tribute to the nature of the area. We'll have a story on that coming soon as well to give you the idea, but it's going to be a nice place to go out and have what will become probably from the sound of it, a destination place for their food and for the experience. So you can go there, have dinner, and then, you know, go over to the arcade bar and play some games. So that's going to really revitalize that downtown area. You could actually park at one and walk to the other. They're that close. You just basically walk by Toby Hospital and you've gotten from one to the other. So that's going to be a big deal for downtown Wareham. But it also shows that people are making, I mean, these are not somebody came in and bought an existing business. This is business starting from the ground up. The Harborview has been completely constructed. And the arcade bar restaurant, Rewind, has been completely refitted. It's a former engine shop. It's my former neighbor's engine shop. And so they're in the process now of turning it into the vision that the owner, Phil Warren, has. And it's no easy task, seeing the work that they were doing. But this is an investment that's being made to build these businesses from scratch, essentially. So it's very exciting, and it shows that even in this economy, which these projects have been underway for a number of years, you know, you don't just build a facility like they're building over there because you decided to do it, and then 6 months later, this has been an ongoing process. So they started this even during some of the worst times of the current economy. But they're investing because they know that area will be responsive to the vision that they have. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line, voicemails on the WBSM app. We will continue with our Money Talks contest today. We will have 10 new codes for you beginning at 8 a.m. and then one code every hour through 5 p.m. And each time you hear that code, you can enter it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Yesterday, we did have somebody that entered the code on the app, and so that's one in each of the last 2 days, but that's okay. I just send them off the link and say, here's where you actually want to put those in. But that's, we're doing way better than we have in the past. I think most people are getting it. We've got a lot of people playing too. And, you know, we kind of do the math. We see how many people are playing, how many codes they're entering in. And what I'm seeing is people are entering in every code, all 10 codes, because they're listening to WBSM all day long and they want to win some money. But I will reiterate, you don't have to enter every code to win. Each time you do, that entry is, that code is a new entry. So if you've put in, you know, 10 codes yesterday, you got 10 chances to win $30,000. And we will continue on with that today. If you ever have any questions about how to play, the rules and information are all at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but you can always reach out to me too, tim@WBSM.com. We will also continue our giveaway for tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at TD Garden on October 4th. That contest is at WBSM.com and on the app. And I'm very excited because people are fired up for the show. He has a lot of fans. I probably haven't seen a lot of his stand-up, but I've seen him in other things. But everybody that I know that has seen him, they're like his favorite. He's their favorite comedian right now. I can't think of the last time I watched a stand-up special. Most of the stand-up I consume will be from flipping through TikTok or seeing like a Tonight Show video on Instagram or something. But I can tell you we're getting a lot of people entering because a lot of people are interested in winning those tickets, but we've got multiple pairs to give away. So if that's something that interests you, you can enter at WBSM.com and on the app. I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. I was the star there. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We can take some calls coming up after the news. And, of course, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we, you know, we're talking about really what is there to do at night. And people in New Bedford complain about that, too. By the way. That there isn't enough stuff to do here in the city at night. But you do have, you know, New Bedford has Play Arcade, its own arcade bar downtown, as well as, you know, other bars that you can visit. But Play is a place where you have, you know, if you're not a drinker, there's still something to be done there, something else you can do. And this will be the same idea, except instead of paying per game, you're going to pay for a wristband, and then, you know, you stay and play as much as you like. So it's a little bit different, but Island Kevin, who lives out there in Gosnold, says, if they have skee ball, I'm there. I don't know if they're going to have skee ball. I know that they're going to have, like, arcade game cabinets and pinball. I just think that the game space that they have might not be wide enough to have a lot of skee ball, but you know, maybe they'll have it in the pinball area where there's a little bit more room for those longer cabinets. And he says it gets a bit boring out here on the island in the winter. Oh, I can imagine. I would probably go stir crazy out there, but I still want to come out and visit. Want to get out? Maybe we can do a show out there like next spring or something. But I'll talk about the game selection and how they're going to handle that when we come back. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from our own pinball wizard, Phil Devitt.
A new report details Secret Service failures. Biden tells world leaders it was time to pass the torch. And could Journey and its lead singer go their separate ways?
From the WBSM Newsroom, This is WBSM News.
A Senate report finds the Secret Service is facing numerous problems keeping it from doing its job effectively. The 94-page report out today finds that a number of failures in security, planning, and communication directly contributed to the July assassination attempt against former President Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. The report specifically cited a lack of chain of command, poor coordination with local law enforcement, and inadequate resources. President Biden is telling world leaders some things are more important than staying in power. He addressed his decision to end his reelection bid during his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday.
I faced a decision whether to seek a second term as president. It was a difficult decision. Being president has been the honor of my life. There's so much more I want to get done. As much as I love the job, I love my country more.
Biden said after 50 years of public service, it's time for a new generation of leadership to take the nation forward. Biden told the UN they must never forget who they're there to represent. Tropical Storm Helene is forcing NASA to change its launch plans. The space agency says the crewed SpaceX launch scheduled for Thursday has been pushed back to September 28th. The mission called Crew 9 will send NASA astronaut Nick Hague and a Russian cosmonaut to the International Space Station. Helene's expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast Thursday as a Category 3 hurricane. The number of anti-LGBT hate crimes is up again. New FBI data shows that although violent crime overall fell about 3% between 2022 and 23, hate crimes stayed about the same, and more than 20% of reported hate crimes in 23 were motivated by anti-LGBT bias. This also comes after the Human Rights Campaign declared a national state of emergency for LGBT people last summer for the first time in its four-decade history. The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of the company's popular weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. On Tuesday, senators like Bernie Sanders questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers for why the U.S. faces a higher price for those drugs than other countries.
Treat the American people the same way that you treat people all over the world. Stop ripping us off.
Novo Nordisk charges $969 per month for Ozempic in the U.S. compared to $155 a month in Canada and just $59 in Germany. The prices are slightly higher for Wegovy, but the difference in cost between the U.S. and other countries remains. And Journey singer Arnel Panetta is letting fans decide if he should stay in the band. Over the weekend, he shared a post on Facebook responding to criticism about his performance at Rock in Rio earlier this month. He shared a video in which he appears to be struggling with his ear monitors, which led him missing a couple of notes in Don't Stop Believin'. He said no one more than him feels devastated about the situation, adding, quote, "It's amazing how 1,000 right things you have done will be forgotten because of this." He then offered to leave the band and asked fans to vote, saying he'll step out for good if the go vote reaches 1 million. Panetta has been a part of Journey since 2007.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox extended their win streak to 4 games after holding off the Toronto Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings. 3-game series wraps tonight. Bruins picked up their first victory of the preseason after topping the Washington Capitals 4-2 at TD Garden. Boston continues the exhibition slate, visiting the New York Rangers tomorrow. And Jason Tatum is focused on winning another championship. The Celtics star forward said during Tuesday's media day at the team's practice facility he doesn't need any added motivation for the upcoming season.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, around 60 as we head into the afternoon. The clouds will prevail in the mid-60s overnight tonight. Gray skies, upper 50s as we head into tomorrow. We'll be dealing with a threat for some showers. Very low possibility. Temperatures in the upper 60s with breezy conditions out of the southeast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia El Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be playing a mean pinball at Rewind, the new restaurant arcade bar that's coming to Wareham. But I had said before the break, before the news, that I would talk about the strategy they have behind the game. So it's going to be all 80s and 90s arcade games. So it won't be, you're not going to get Dance Dance Revolution. I don't think Dance Dance Revolution was in the 90s. But yeah, I don't, you know, you're not going to see all this new stuff that you might see out there today at some of these newer, it's going to be all retro. And they're going to have retro music videos playing on TVs all throughout the place as well. It's going to be an 80s and 90s vibe. And they're going to have 200 games in their collection, but they'll only have 40 on the floor at any given point so that they can rotate through. So every month they're going to change the lineup of games. So, you know, you can go once a month and play something different each time. So, you can go every day of the month, rather, and play something different each time. And then when you go the next month, you could have 40 new games to play. So it'll keep it fresh each time you go in. I mean, if you're like me, and bless you, Phil, if you're like me and, you know, you're not really very good at the games, you don't have to worry about that. Because it's not like your name is going on there and you're going to be like, oh, man, now I can't have my friends come in and see my name because they're going to swap that game out. But I mentioned to Phil Warren, the owner, I said, well, maybe, you know, I actually have a chance now of getting my name on one of those games. Now that I'm older and I'm a little bit better at video games than I was when they were out there in the 80s and 90s. And he said, well, the good part is you can play as much as you want when you come. When you buy the wristband, you can play as much as you want on free play. So I think even he knows it's going to take me a while to. I said, I only had one request. And I didn't get into it with him about specific games because he wants to surprise people with that lineup. But I did have one request. You have to have the Simpsons arcade game. Probably one of the best arcade games of the 90s. There was like in my opinion, the holy trinity of 90s arcade games. The Simpsons arcade game, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, and the X-Men arcade game. Those three were fantastic. I mean, yeah, you can have your Mortal Kombats and your Killer Instincts and, you know, all that stuff. Wonder if they'll have, what was that game? Why am I blanking on the name of it? But the one with the hologram, did you ever play that game? It was like a tabletop thing, and you looked down and it was actually a hologram of a movie that played out about cowboys. But it was actually a time traveler.
That's cool. It's not ringing a bell, but
they had it at the Galleria Mall, the Silver City Galleria. And that's when I first saw it. I was like, oh my God, holograms, this is the future.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if you ever saw Lawnmower Man back in the 90s, but I was like, this is virtual reality? This is amazing. Well, it turns out that wasn't quite what virtual reality was, but it's better.
Blew our minds then.
Yeah,
you
it's better than it was in Lawnmower Man. But every time I put on my Quest and I'm playing a game, I can't help it. I have to be like, I am God here, like in the movie. So, but yeah, so anyway, so that'll be a lot of fun. And we will keep you up to date with all the progress on that. I'm going to challenge I don't think they're going to have an air hockey table. I didn't ask. But if they did, I would challenge you, Phil Devitt, to air hockey because the Weisberg family is not known for its athletic prowess, but we are damn good at air hockey.
All right. I'll take you up on the challenge if they have it or the next best thing.
We will find an air hockey table. I will get an air hockey table brought to the station.
I'm in.
Here's the thing about bragging about air hockey is like, it's easy to brag that you're really good at it because so much of it is just luck, accidental. Like, yes. People probably like hit own goals more than they score goals on somebody else in air hockey. So you're just giving the game away.
Well, that's how anything good happens to me, is stumbling into it.
I mean, that's also our luck. But the Weisbergs do have no problem bragging about the air hockey. We had a table in our house as kids and, one of those little ones. But we would take on anybody that wanted to challenge us.
There's nothing as satisfying as the sound of that puck just getting blinking around and then going right into the void.
Ping, ping, ping.
So good.
And my brother and I were just talking about this last week. We're probably not great parents because we take delight in destroying our children at air hockey.
Ah.
like, you know, I was never like, I coach my son's sports teams, but I was never like the hardcore coach, mainly because I didn't care how he did. So, and I knew he didn't care. So he wasn't a competitive person. But when it came to air hockey, I'd be like, you're going down. And then I would like talk all kinds of trash after I beat him too. And then like sometimes he would beat me and I'd be like, wow, you got lucky. This game isn't even real. Like, it's just, you know, I scored four of those goals myself.
Wow.
On me. Like, oh yeah. And he just knows that I'm just ridiculous about it. So
yeah, he's probably got all this air hockey trauma in him.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care. He's just like, Dad, you're weird. But yeah, so we can certainly talk more about classic video games you'd like to see at Rewind. But I want to address, too, a story Phil had in the news there about Arnel Pineda possibly leaving Journey. And listen, in my mind, I know fans love the guy. In my mind, I almost said he's what happens when you order Steve Perry from Timu, but I feel like that might sound a little bit racist.
I see.
So okay. I won't go there.
You won't say that.
But he's definitely like the cover band singer. And I know he's been the lead singer for a long time. Longer than Steve Perry was. But it just feels like a cover band version because he just sounds like Steve Perry. That's why they hired him. They saw him on the internet and he sounded like Steve Perry, so they hired him.
Right. He's just good at, he's a great mimic, I think. I mean, more than that, he's a great singer.
Yeah,
obviously,
and he's a hell of a performer, no doubt.
But I remember years ago when he first joined Journey, like seeing a video of him on YouTube, and he also did like a great Steven Tyler. You know what I mean? Like, he's just good at...
Well, don't give Aerosmith ideas.
Oh, yeah, that's right there.
Because if he's leaving Journey, if that's a possibility, they might want to snatch him up and then, you know, because... I mean, Aerosmith's only retiring because of Steven Tyler, so.
That's true. He's going to get all the Steves in rock and roll eventually.
That's true. What other Steves are there?
Steve, you know, was the Fly Like an Eagle guy.
Steve Miller.
Steve yeah. Miller, yeah, yeah, there you go.
Imagine Steve Miller Band replacing Steve Miller.
Right. They, you know what? Stranger things have happened. So.
And then Steve Miller says, hey, we're a brand, you know, like this isn't, it's not about me.
Right.
But the idea here that fans are going to get excited about is that they're going to think, well, if Arnel Pineda is gone, maybe Steve Perry comes back. And Neil Schon has said in the past, the only way there's going to be a Steve Perry Journey reunion is if it's their farewell tour. Mm. And there's been questions about whether or not Steve Perry actually wants to be back in the band because there was a rumor for a while that he had asked about returning, and then whether or not it was actually, you know, true or not, people were debating it. So I think that if you did a tour with Steve Perry, and I don't know if that he can, because there was a lot of times when he was having issues and he didn't know that he'd be up to it, but then he made a comeback and has been able to perform more frequently. So maybe they do go out on a farewell tour and then they become, you know, one of those bands that is forever on a farewell tour, like Kiss.
Yeah, it's been what, 10 years or something? I don't know.
Well, they're supposedly finally done now, but now they're coming out with like AI Kiss.
Okay, they're going the ABBA route.
Yeah, Kiss will continue to exist. It's just the guys don't actually have to show up and do it. They'll still get the money, but they don't have to show up and actually do it, which I don't know. I'm not totally against that idea.
Yeah. You know, if it's a good show, it's a good show.
Right. And not only that, it's can a band exist beyond its members? If you're just going out there and doing the greatest hits all the time, maybe you can.
Right.
You know, if fans want new music, that's a little bit different. And they're talking about putting out new music with the Kiss avatars, which would be weird. But I think the idea of having, you know, a show is still, you know, a performance, some kind of, you know, go to the Sphere and see Kiss in the Sphere. And like, they're not actually there, but they have the AI versions of on the screens would be a fun experience. I don't know that I'd pay the same prices as I would to go see the actual band in concert.
Yeah, but definitely at the Sphere. I can't wait to go there. So
although I don't know how much I would pay to see Kiss these days anymore. I did see them when they first put the makeup back on in like 96 or 7, 8, something like that. Mm-hmm. Great show. But anyway, 508-996-0500. All of these topics and more, you never know what will happen with Radio ADD here on WBSM in the morning. So if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I wonder, you know, so Arnel Pineda is going to do this vote for whether or not he should stay in the band. Are all of those classic Steve Perry fans going to go and rig that vote? I don't know. I think if Steve Perry doesn't want to do it, he should come out and say, hey, guys, don't vote for this because you want me back in the band, because that's not what's going to happen here. But we'll see. All these bands, too, that have replaced lead singers with, you know, karaoke cover band singers, whatever, because it happened with Judas Priest, too. They brought in Ripper Owen, who is in a Judas Priest cover band. That's actually the story that inspired the Mark Wahlberg movie Rockstar, which is still probably my favorite Mark Wahlberg movie. But that was the story of Ripper Owen, just told in a slightly different way. So I don't know. Journey's still out there selling out, you know, Xfinity. Actually, they go out and tour Fenway Park and baseball stadiums, and they can really, especially overseas, they can really fill up large places. So they might not want to have the end of their lead singer be the end of their band either. And you know how it's going to go. Everybody's going to be like, don't worry about it, man. You're fine. Few slip-ups. It's okay. Happens to everybody. I just think this is, you know, creating some publicity maybe. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. There's the real voice of Journey. Sing it, Steve. All right. How many lead singers are there right now? Two. All right, anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones, or go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
There's a good tribute band, Journey tribute band. It's called Hugo's Voyage. And he put out his own material, and he sounds a lot like Steve Perry. Back in the day, it's got that 70s vibe. Oh. Look up Hugo's Voyage, and he's better than the original Journey band.
Wow.
I mean, he sounds a lot like Steve Perry.
So you're a big Journey fan yourself?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think
of this guy, Hugo's Voyage? If you look up that tribute band, you're going to say, wow, he wrote some new material, but it's got that 70s vibe.
What do you think of the guy who's singing for them now, Arnel Pineda? What do you think of him?
He's all right. He can't hit all the notes. The drummer has to sing some of the other songs by Steve Perry. Can't do them all. But this guy here from Hugo's Voyage, he sings all of his old songs, and he does some new material in the voice of Steve Perry. You got to check it out.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. Have a good day. And last year I went on to the Bret Michaels Party Gras concert at Xfinity Center, and they had, you know, and that concert is a lot of fun, the way that they set it up, because, you know, Bret Michaels comes out with a couple of other guys on the road, a couple of other singers, and they'll kind of go back and forth. So he'll come out and do a few songs. And then, like, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray came out and did a few songs, and they would go back and forth. But then they also had what I thought was a pretty cool, like, what do you call it? I wouldn't say duets, but kind of like, you know, just singing each other's songs with each other. So it wasn't really going back and forth on the song, but kind of like, you know, supporting each other and joining in. And one of the performers on that tour was Steve Ogieri, who was the former lead singer of Journey. He was the guy that came in after Steve Perry. And I can tell you, he did not impress me. But Arnel Pineda is pretty good. But if, you know, obviously that caller is much more of a fan than I am and knows more about it. And if he's saying that he's having trouble hitting the notes, and now Arnell's questioning whether or not he can hit the notes, Maybe his days in the band are numbered. I've got to take one more final break here before the end of this hour. We will be back. And that's Hugo's Voyage there, the group that the caller was talking about. Wow, he really does sound like Steve Perry. And the creepy part is he looks just like him, too. Like that, I get it. You know, tribute bands, see, a cover band plays the music. A tribute band gives you the experience. And, you know, that's why Ken Pittman's band, you know, Living on a Bad Name, they're a tribute band. They give you the experience. They're doing a show like a Bon Jovi show. You know, Ken's coming out there looking like John Bon Jovi, but, you know, he's Ken Pittman.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.